Hi, how's it going? This is Ana Luisa with a new episode of the Inglês Online podcast. To download or just listen to other episodes and download transcripts, go to inglesonline.com.br and click podcast Inglês Online. So last week, I was listening to one of my favorite podcasts. It's called Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. And it's set up like a quiz show where every episode they have two or three famous guests on and listeners can call in and all the participants have to answer questions about a certain topic and there are prizes. It's a funny show, so it's a nice one to listen to. And there's a cool thing about this podcast, which is, although it is not made for learners of English, there are transcripts available for parts of the show. So if you want to check out Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, go to inglesonline.com.br, look up this episode of the podcast, and you'll find a link to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Okay, so I was listening to an old episode last week, and they were talking about a group called Men of Tears. So men in this group, they get together and basically they cry. Many of the participants haven't cried since they were little boys. Some of them have never cried. So they get together and revisit sad memories and then they express their sadness through tears. This group's philosophy is that the more men cry, the less anger and violence in the world. So, first of all, what do you think about that? Honestly, I think it's a great idea and I think that American men may have a harder time crying than Brazilian men. I think Brazilian guys cry a little more often than their American counterparts. What do you think? If you're a guy, when was the last time you cried? And if you're a woman, do you remember seeing men cry? Anyway, I thought I'd present you guys with some expressions concerning tears and crying. They're not depressing though, so don't worry. Let's start with movies. Have you ever cried watching a movie? Okay, if you've never cried, have you ever just teared up a little while watching a movie? I'm talking about tearing up. Tearing up is not the same as full-on crying. Tearing up is just when a few tears start forming in your eyes. Some people tear up when they watch a touching commercial. What about you? Here are a few movies that are generally thought of as tearjerkers. What is a tearjerker? A tearjerker is something, usually a movie, that is guaranteed to make most people cry. Do you remember the movie Ghost with Demi Moore and Patrick Swayze? That's a tearjerker. E.T. the Extraterrestrial is probably one of the best-known tearjerkers in movie history. So what is your favorite tearjerker? Do you even have a favorite tearjerker? So, let's say that maybe you watched these movies and didn't cry at all. Not a single tear. Or maybe you teared up a little. Or maybe you were really touched by the story. You were so moved that you cried like a baby. That means you cried a lot and you probably cried for a while. You cried like a baby. That's a very common expression. Someone might tell you, John and I went to see Xuxa e os Duendes and he cried like a baby. He was really moved. You know, it happens. We can also say that John cried his heart out. He cried his heart out. He was sobbing throughout the entire movie. He cried his heart out. So here are my questions for you. Have you watched these movies? Ghost, E.T., and Schindler's List. These are all famous movies. So if you have watched them, what was your crying situation by the end of each one of them? Did you not cry at all? Did you tear up a little? Or did you cry like a baby? Let us know in the comments. And here's one more expression that I find kind of funny. Bored to tears. Let's say you had class this morning or read the first chapter of a new book last night and it was so incredibly boring that you were almost sleeping with your eyes open. So you could say that that class bored you to tears or the book bored you to tears. It was so boring that you started tearing up. Of course, that doesn't usually happen. It's an exaggeration, but it's a good expression, bored to tears. Okay, talk to you next time.